Lance Twitchell has been in Hilo, Hawaii since May, and he's renting a room from Larry Kumura, the godfather of the Hawaiian language revitalization.
I can look out and see his yard.
The crackling you hear is from a fuzzy cell connection. Twitchell sees chickens traipsing by.
It's a very Hawaiian landscape, very lush. It's been raining quite a bit here.
And the rain is not all Hawaii and Southeast Alaska have in common. Their indigenous languages were threatened by territorial legislation and English-only education policies in the 19th century. Twitchell estimates there are only 50 fully fluent Thlinkit speakers left, and a lot of them are over 70 years old.
We want a simple mathematical equation. We make more speakers than we lose. If you are not making new speakers, then your language is going to die.
Hawaii was in the same situation 40 years ago, so Kumura and others mobilized to build language medium schools where students learn everything in Hawaiian. It began with a preschool, then K through 12 schools, and in 1997, the University of Hawaii at Hilo created the College of Hawaiian Language, called Ke Haka Ula Oke Ailikolani. All told, the system has 4,000 students. That's 4,000 new speakers. Twitchell went to Hawaii for a doctoral program, and he's dedicated to replicating language immersion concepts in Southeast. He wants to build schools for teaching Thlinkit.
I think we have a very colonial structure where in a lot of rural communities you're bringing in teachers from outside of Alaska who don't have any knowledge of Alaska people or Alaska Native languages. And so I think Alaska Natives end up with a 50% graduation rate.
And in Hawaii, the graduation rate at Nauahi, a P through 12 language medium school in Puna, is 100% among high school seniors. Twitchell first toured immersion schools in Hawaii in 2011. He remembers walking through classrooms and the gardens out back, where kids knew the Hawaiian names for all the plants.
That was a life-changing moment to see that, to see about 200 kids who all were fully fluent in Hawaiian, who were all using Hawaiian in this environment.
And as an English speaker, Twitchell had to keep quiet to protect the space.
Which is the situation you want, is you want a realization that you can create an indigenous place where English becomes the foreign language. Not of power, but the indigenous language is the language of power.
Just like in Hawaii, Twitchell wants to start a preschool first. There will be areas of learning and areas of play, like a pretend fish cleaning station. The staff would include two fluent speakers, a teacher's aide, and lead instructor Mary Folletti.
My child is two right now. That age, from birth to age five, that's really the primary age for teaching language.
Folletti was especially proud when her daughter began understanding colors. In Thlinkit, the word for blue is translated as the color of a blue jay. Enza pointed that out to her mom and said,
I wonder where tu is, and tu is the color of jade. So she does things like that that make me smile and proud of the way she's thinking.
The preschool's primary source of funding would come from the Central Council of the Thlinkit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. The delegation pledged $250,000 to the language department, though it will be up to the executive council to determine how much of that will be allocated to the Language Nest. The project has a big fan in Paul Ongtuguk, an assistant professor at the University of Alaska Anchorage.
If you become a fluent speaker of a language that's in stress, you become this crucial part of a bridge for the next generation.
He points out that Bethel has had a language immersion program since the 1970s, but the district has faced pushback from the state to prioritize English instruction over Yupik for standardized testing purposes. Ongtuguk said there's an attitude among some educators that learning a native language will hold students back.
They're of the view that in order to learn English, you have to eradicate Alaska Native languages for these students. It's a very bizarre thing. But it's been a part of American history, right?
Folletti says she's heard the same argument and would have believed it too, until she spoke to the educators in Hawaii, who said,
we have 80% of them going off to colleges. Some are staying here, some are going to the States. A lot of them are coming back and becoming teachers in the schools. So that right there is evidence to me that you can't have that argument, but it does work.
Eventually, like Hawaii, Central Council wants to create a K-12 school with funding from the Bureau of Indian Education. But that's a long way off. For now, teachers like Folletti and Twitchell are focusing their energies on the youngest of speakers to bring Tlingit back from the brink. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.